For a moment of time, God's kind of brought me in another direction, but that's all right. It's good. I'm thankful for that. Thank you, Jesus. God has always been there for me. God has always been there for me. I can't tell you when the times when, well, I can tell you the many times when I thought that He wasn't, but God has always been there for me. You know, I reached up to heaven, and this poor man cried out, and God heard me and saved me out of all of my troubles, out of all of them. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth them out of them all. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit before we get started, if that's okay. God gives me the strength to be able to press on and to get forward and to go forward and to go ahead and to do what I have to do. There's early mornings when I'm heading to work and I'm thinking to myself, oh my, Lord, I just, not another day. You know, not another day, because it was just crazy a few weeks back, and things were just going just haywire, and the floor was so full of material and stuff out there to be moved out and to be shipped out. There was $3 million worth of freight that we've already shipped out, and they wanted $11 million in a week. And we already did $3 million in 3 weeks. And they just started putting stuff on the floor, the pickers and stuff. Brother Dan, you have no idea. When they start putting stuff out on the floor, they'll just drop it and fly off and not say a word. You know, but you know, God got us through every step of it. Because I know that you know, some of y'all you can't relate to that, but there's things that are going on in your life. The floor is completely full, and you're just overwhelmed with the amount of turmoil that's going on, and the troubles that are going on. You're just overwhelmed with it. But I need to let you know and understand that one step at a time, and one skid full at a time, we cleared that floor and got $11 million worth of freight gone out of the door and delivered. And they were looking at us and patting us on the back, and we were heroes. But the next day, you know how that happens. You know, you go to the zero. But I want to let you know that God has given you a way of escape. I don't care where you're at and how much is standing in front of you and how big the walls are. God can crash those walls down and break down those walls of partition, and you can feel victorious. You have the victory. You have the victory tonight, folks. I need to let you know and understand that you have the victory. You've not lost it. It's not gone anywhere. I'm nothing. Everybody, putting everybody here that's sitting here in front of me and in the sound of my voice, putting you on notice to let you know that you still have the victory, and you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I remember the one morning that I don't remember where I read it at, and I seen it. I know it wasn't in the Bible, but it was just a scripture. And it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Oh, I know that's just a almost a cliche of a scripture to you. But I held it to my heart, and I held it to my bosom, and I said, yes, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And then there's somebody that comes whispering in the back of my ear telling me, no, you can't do that, because, you know, your situation's different, and you're different, you know, and wow, you know, you can't do that. And then sometimes you start to listen, but I need to let you know what the Word says. God is bound to it. God is bound and to the contract that he's signed, that his son signed in blood. He's bound to his word. Brother Joe, he can't go back on it. He can't. My promises are what? Yea and amen. Amen. Where did we minister on last week? And it says, I believe in 2 Peter chapter 3, God is not slack concerning his promises. I know that it's talking about the promises of the destruction of the earth, but God is not slack concerning his promise. Just hold on to that. Hold on to that. You have the victory tonight. You have the victory. If you bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We give you honor and praise, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness and mercy. God, I just look to you, Lord Father God, that you would just allow me to step underneath the flow of the anointing, that the Holy Ghost would have his way. And Lord, that you would just have your way, Lord God, and let the word go forth with power and with free course. Lord, give those ears to hear and hearts to receive, Lord Father God, and minds to apply the word to their lives. I pray, Lord Father God, that you just give me wisdom and understanding, Lord Father God, and let me stand back, Lord Jesus, behind the cross, that Christ, the man Jesus, would be seen. And I pray for these things tonight in Jesus' name, and I give you the honor for it. I give you the glory for it, Father. I give you the praise for it. I'll be careful to do that, Lord, because you are my God. You are my God, and I go with you, Lord Father God. Where you go, I go. And where you stay, I'll stay. So I'm asking these things tonight in Jesus' name and give you honor and praise and just glorify you, God, and thank you and worship you in Christ's name. Thank you. Amen. If you'll, we're just going to read a little bit and then we'll get started. Now, remember last week a man by the name of Apollos, the man that was eloquent in speech and was mighty in the scriptures and was ministering and preaching the word of God just from the scriptures. And he was when he got saved, he just knew the baptism of John the Baptist. John was a Baptist, so yeah, he baptized this fella. That was just kind of a joke there, so don't take that to heart, anybody. So please. Starting in the... I laugh at my own jokes. Yeah, Cliff, that's good. But going on, and it came to pass in the 19th chapter, the first verse, and it came to pass that while Apollos was in Corinth, I want to stop and talk about Apollos. This man was just mighty in the scriptures. He got saved. He got born again. Brother Joe, all he did was preach the scriptures. And that's it. He was a great help to the disciples. And I'm not talking about the apostles, but I'm talking about the disciples that were around because they sent him into Corinth, and he was busy about being busy there. And it goes on and says, and Paul, having passed through the upper coast from Ephesus and finding certain disciples, Holy Ghost, since ye have believed. And they said unto him, well, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Then were ye baptized? And they said unto John's baptism, the baptism of repentance. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, speaking of Jesus, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Paul laid his hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied. And all the men there were about 12. Just to expound just a little bit about that. Now, as the Apostle Paul left Corinth and he came to this portion of city, if you guys see me limp once or twice, it's age. And I rebuke that spirit of age, but I can't help it. It's still coming after me, but I'm trying to walk as fast as I can to outrun it. Brother Joe, how fast do you have to walk to outrun age? I don't know. But I think that he's a sprinter, and he catches everybody. But these men were there, and the Apostle Paul got to meet with them. You know how the Christians are, you know, they fellowship a lot, and they got to talk, and he was talking to them, and they were just talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were just giving God honor and praise, you know, and he goes, well, what baptism were you guys baptized at? What form of baptism were you baptized? Were you baptized in the Holy Ghost yet? Have you received the Holy Ghost just as yet? And he says, we've never even heard if there is a Holy Ghost or not. We start talking to him. And he opened up the scriptures to them. And he began to speak to them. And as he began to speak to them, he prayed for them. And then he baptized them in water in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong and don't start going off and thinking that we're oneness or whatever. I believe, I've told you, that we believe that you baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So that's why we get them all in there, because I learned that from Brother Husky. But these men said that we were baptized unto John's baptism, the baptism of repentance. And as he began to minister to them, he prayed for them, laid hands on them, and they got filled with the Holy Ghost. The power of God and that promise that he promised us many years ago through in the book of Joel, it came to pass in these men's lives. They said that we don't even know whether there be any Holy Ghost or not, so we don't know anything about it. But what is spectacular about this, these men knew nothing about this, and there was an evidence of speaking in tongues. They didn't, folks, don't get me wrong. But I need to tell you that there's a lot of folks that will use this fleshly, and they'll think that you have to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues before you can even go to heaven. That's not right. That's not scriptural. But why do we need the Holy Ghost? Why do I need it? Can I make it to heaven without it? Well, yeah, you can. You can make it there, but you can make the trip a lot easier. Now, I'm going to give you some reasons and some things that will not in any certain order, but I want to give you some scripture tonight and let you to ponder on that and to think on the scripture and to receive it so that if you're not, as of yet, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, that you'll be able to think and look and see what Scripture says about it and why we need it. Now, we see in the book of Acts when things were opened up to the disciples and they were in the upper room, they went in chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, now Jesus said for them to go to Jerusalem and to stay there until what? Until the Holy Ghost comes. Until. Just stay there and pray and seek the Spirit of God and seek for it. Just go there until. Sometimes it'll take a while for somebody to find the Spirit of God and find the. Let me not get stepped out there too far, Brother Gary, because I don't want to get too unscriptural. But let's just talk a little bit about the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost came when they prayed in the upper room, and there was about 120 people that were there. And it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts 2, verse 1, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, a sound from heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Thank you, Lord. I need to let you know that the Spirit of God will give you the strength and the power for service. Pray for me. Pray for me, Brother Joe. Pray for me, y'all. Everybody, pray for the man behind the pulpit. But it'll give you strength and power for service. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I had been praying for it and seeking the Lord for it, and I kind of got to a place in my Christian walk where that it just kind of I hit a dead just a stop. I wanted something, Brother Joe, and I didn't know what I wanted. I needed something from God, but I didn't know what I needed, Brother Dave. I needed something. Then there was a gentleman that came to church one night, and I've never seen him before. He was in a suit and tie and everything, and if he was in a suit and tie in the church, he must be a Christian. Yeah, I know, that's right. I laugh too. And he tried to teach me how to speak in tongues. He tried to teach me how to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That face, yeah, my mom made that face too. You can't put words into the Spirit of God's mouth. You can't put words in the Holy Ghost's mouth. And that bothered me. Brother Joe, I couldn't sleep all night long. I told my mom, I said, I think I got filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. And I told her how things went and how it transpired. And she said, that ain't right. So I couldn't sleep all night. I couldn't sleep all night long. And I had to go into work, and then I was working a split shift. We were working, trimming out a house, trying to get the house trimmed out and get it done. Well, I worked all day long, and then I came home, and I was just miserable in here. I couldn't understand what, but I was just, within me, I was miserable. And that evening, I when I came home, I had a little supper at home, and I called Brother Husky, and he says, oh, my goodness, and we had a little talk, and he says, my, oh, you know, and he just prayed for me, you know, and things went there. I said, I got to go, Brother Husky, I got to get back to work, brother, so I'll see you. So I hung up the phone, and I went on about my business, and I went to work, and I was working, nailing on baseboard around the walls in the bedrooms of all this big condo that we built. And I was crawling around, and so I figured, well, I'm on my hands and knees, I might as well pray, right? You're there. So I started praying, and I started weeping, and I was in the bedroom and in the closet crawling around, and so I might as well pray. You're in the prayer closet, so let's go. So I prayed, and I asked, begged God for forgiveness and for help and for strength, and I just felt like I really just blew it with God. So midnight, it was time to go home. I was wore out. I was tired. So I drove down to the corner of Rural and Prospect. There was a Standard station on that corner. And I pulled in to get a Coke. Because I got a bad habit of drinking sodas. I kind of got away from it, but I had a bad habit of drinking sodas when I drove home. I had to have a going home pop. I don't know about y'all, but I had to have my going home pop. So I got out of the car. I put 50 cents, that's how long ago it was, put 50 cents in the machine, and a can came out. A can, not a plastic bottle. And I went to my truck, got in, and I slammed the door, that piece of green junk that I had, and it was the soda was sitting in the middle, and something came out of my mouth, because I was just worshiping the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. And when the jisikandolo moho shada da masitai, these words come out of my mouth, Brother Joe, and I didn't understand what I said, and I sit there with a dismayed look on my face, but it wasn't the normal look. It was like that. Like, what did I just say? Have you ever did that? And I said that to myself. I said, what did I just say? And I like, oh, I know. I know who that is. I know who that is. So I begin to go ahead and I put it in gear and I was starting to drive on and I didn't even open my going home pump. I didn't even get a sip of it. And I started driving down State Street and as I was driving down State Street, I began to worship the Lord. Don't close your eyes when you're driving. So I had both eyes open, you know, as I was watching and praying. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Watch and pray. As I drove down the road, then the Spirit of God began to just come down and He saturated me. And as I worshiped, these words that I didn't understand and these things came out of my mouth that I didn't know about and I didn't understand, but I was glorifying God because I know who it was and I know whose voice that was. It was my voice in somebody else's language. Bless God. I had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'd been seeking for it, been wanting it, been needing it, and it was that thing that I just was looking for. And it gave me strength. It gave me the power to be able to press on. Why do you need the Holy Ghost? I remember one night when I was standing behind the pulpit, I would read you my sermon. That's as far as I could get. I would have my sermons written out, Brother Joe, and I could read it out to you. And that's as far as I could go because it was just dry. And then all of a sudden one night, that baptism, that anointing that comes along with that Spirit, I remember the first night that happened. The words came down from heaven and I started speaking and I didn't speak, wasn't speaking in tongues, but I was preaching and it was coming as fast as I could get it into my mind. It was coming out of my mouth. Why do you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You need strength and you need wisdom and you need strength to be able to do the job that God has placed you there to do. It gives you wisdom and understanding. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27, it says, but the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as that same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that anointing that we have so that we might be able to do the job. Thank you for that anointing so that we might speak the right words at the right time. There's times when the Spirit of God will work with you and if you're in the right position and place, you got to get there. See, sister, we have to be in the right place with God. We got to be prayed up. We got to be read up. We have to be studied up. We've got to be in that right place. And then all of a sudden, God will start to use you. God will start to work with you. Brother Joel, one night, we were getting ready for street ministry. And I don't remember if you were with us or not, but I know that my wife was with me and someone else, and I can't remember. We were going down Broadway. And we always made a pact that my wife would talk to the women and we would talk to the men. That was her job. But that evening, before we got ready to go out, I began to pray and I began to seek the Lord's face. And I said, Lord, just give me a scripture for somebody. Give me a scripture for somebody and let me to know who it is and when I should give this person that scripture. Lord, please let me know. So we wound up, we was on Broadway, and I believe that it was almost right where that our storefront church was that we pastored for a little while. And this young lady that was in the business there, my wife spoke to her. And the Lord kind of prodded me because she was stepping back, getting ready to stop. And the Lord kind of said, "That's the one. That's the girl. That's who I want you to give that scripture to." And I gave her that scripture. But this is what happened, so that I knew that this was her, the person that I needed to give that scripture to. I stepped forward. When I stepped forward, there was a light that was on one of the poles that was unlit. And when I stepped forward, that light popped on. And I thought, like, cool. That must mean this is it. And it could have been a coincidence. But I gave this young lady this scripture. She teared up. Oh, I remember who was with us. Danny Hendricks. She teared up. The Spirit of God was with her, was there. And the tears began to run down her face. And she said, "Thank you. Thank you so much for the enlightening." And she reached out to shake my hand. And Brother Gary, she reached up. When she grabbed my hand, she wiped the tears from her eyes. And when I stepped away, two steps, that light popped off. Let that anointing, get that anointing. Why do we need it? Why do we need the Holy Ghost? I want that anointing to give me every advantage that I can have over the enemy and to be able to win souls for God. I want every advantage that I can get. And every one of us. I remember a guy that was seeking after the Holy Ghost and he couldn't get, it just wouldn't happen. He said he even whistled. And then he was looking across the altar and seeing his son get filled with the Holy Ghost and his little boy just speaking in tongues and fell backwards. And then God says, "Look, you see how easy it is? You see how easy that it is?" To me, it wasn't that easy. Oh my, it wasn't that easy. It seems like that it's something that somebody has hidden from us. But no. God hasn't hidden this gift from us. He wants you to get filled. He wants you to get baptized in His Spirit. You get His Spirit when you get saved. But that baptism, you need that baptism to give you the extra step, and the extra push off in your step. We need Him for comfort. For comfort when our soul is it seems like that nothing else can give us the comfort of in this world. John chapter 14 and verse 26. Jesus was speaking to the disciples. He says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He is also this. He shall teach you all things. Also he will bring all things to your remembrance, and bring all things to your remembrance, and whatsoever I have said unto you." Do you ever get a preacher up there, a man, and he's preaching like a house on fire? The word's just coming, and it's coming, and that anointing is just there. That would happen to me with Brother Husky. I listen to that man preach, Brother Joe. And I'm just like, "Go on. Give me some word, brother. Come on." And then one day, Brother Gary, I looked at him and I said, "You remember that scripture you said like tonight?" "What?" "I have no idea." He said, "When you get underneath it in that flow of the anointing, it just happens and you don't know. But the Spirit of God just uses it. If you're hurting and your back's sore, Brother James, you get filled with the Holy Ghost and you get behind the pulpit and start preaching, and that anointing and that sore back is gone. My knee don't hurt no more today. But it's going to hurt in 20 minutes after I get done preaching. Unless the Lord undertakes." No, that could happen. Praise the Lord. Don't you want that something that will give you comfort during the times when it seems like all the shades inside of your lifetime are pulled down and it's dark inside? Don't you want that comforter? That one that can just give you strength and give you the peace that passes all understanding? Oh my, yes. Yes. Yes, I want it. I need it. Y'all that are filled with the Holy Ghost, pray in the Spirit when you're alone. You don't have, not in front of everybody, but for yourself, for your edification, for God to lift you up, for God to give you strength, God to give you courage. And then he kind of wets your sword and lifts up your shield of faith. He straightens you for the day. You have to allow, he says to the disciples, he says, let the Spirit of God speak through you. Let that Holy Ghost speak through you. In Mark chapter 13 and verse 11, Jesus is speaking to his disciples once again. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you may speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not of you but that you speak, but of the Holy Ghost. Don't be like this young boy. I got thrown in juvenile. Don't laugh at me. I got thrown in kiddie jail. And I was in there with a boy named Lamont. Not sure if he was Fred's son or not. But I remember he got over and he got religious. He was he's talking to God, God, and then just thank you, Lord, that everything. And he just started praying. And then he's looking at me and he's saying, you know what? I'm just going to tell that judge this. You see, Judge, it was like this, Your Honor. That kid, when I swung that pipe, he stuck his head in the way. That's what happened. So he was trying to think of what to say. I know that's kind of humorous. That's kind of funny. But I looked at Lamont and I said, you cracked somebody in the head with a pipe? Lord have mercy. But anyways, he was praying for God to help him out. He was thinking of what to say. You see, you as the people of God, there's going to come a time. There will come a time that you might go to jail for serving the Lord. I dragged my wife out into messes everywhere. You know, one night we had an outdoor service, and I think it was maybe our second service. And everybody was coming from the Grand Hotel, and when the Grand Hotel was the Grand Hotel, it was a flop house, and it was like $10 or $20 a night. And we were having service and we got done and I was praying for people. And as they were coming along, I was praying for them, all, God, in the name of Jesus, please, you know, amen, amen. And the third person, Jason, as that third person came up, there was a squad car pulled right up, right behind him. Second person, there was another squad car. Third person, there was a paddy wagon. And I thought, well, I might as well keep praying for these people. Because if I'm going to go to jail for something, I better go to jail for something that's good. Because I know Brother Joe will earthquake for me. That's what he told me, anyways, afterwards. In the evening, just before I looked up this word, what is that word that I looked up, sweetheart? I can't remember the word now because I'm old. When you loiter, I looked up the word loiter. And this police officer just come up to me and he tapped me on the shoulder. He goes, hey, next time just keep it down just a little bit. Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. No problem. But then all of a sudden, an officer come up to my window of my pickup truck. And I tried to excuse myself. And he said, I'll arrest every one of you for loitering. And I looked at him, I said, what's your badge number? My wife just doesn't, she can remember it. She said it, she just said it, mouthed it to me. Officer Allen, badge number 158. And I looked at him, I said, Officer Allen, I said, we weren't loitering. We're here with a purpose, because to loiter is to be somewhere without a purpose. And I thank you, Lord. I was able to get that out. Thank you. The Spirit of God was there, and I was able to get that out. And that man just says, all right, get out of here then. And he walks away, because he had the means and he had the vehicles to get us and to take us all to jail, every one of us. Even David Franklin, because I give him a ride. So praise the Lord. But just don't, when you don't have to think, just let the Spirit of God move. Let the Spirit of God work with you. That's why we need the Spirit of God. We need the Holy Ghost. It will help you to pray. He will help you to pray. In chapter 8 and verse 26 of Romans, it says, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings and which cannot be uttered. That spirit, that prayer language, that's what that I've heard it called that. I've heard it speaking in tongues. I've heard it called the prayer language. I've heard it called other things, and people just, you know, sometimes downgrade it, but some people lift it up way too high. But he gives us that utterance to pray for the things that we don't even know about. Brother Gary, I believe that there was somebody that prayed for me that I got saved. They didn't even know who I was. It may have been somebody praying in the Spirit and intercessory prayer to pray for me and pray for the lost souls, and here I am. God reached down from heaven, and he grabbed me, and he drew me in, and here I am. Thank you, Lord. As I said, the Spirit of God will help you to minister and to preach. Now, we remember the book of Acts in chapter 2, when Peter stood down at the bottom of the stairs, and he began to speak to all those that were there. But Peter standing in the 14th verse of that chapter, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunk as ye suppose, seeing that it is just the third hour. And then he went on to minister and to preach. He spoke it out, and he said, and you guys hung Jesus on the cross, and you slew Jesus, and it pricked him to their hearts and it convicted them. And he says, men and brethren, what should we do? He said, repent of your sin. You see, Peter just stood up, and he let everybody have it. He was hiding behind some girl's coattail when she says, you're one of them, aren't you? And he goes, no, I am not. And then when she said, you are, yeah, you're one of them. And then he cursed. And he denied Christ three times. Ooh. But Brother Joe, the Spirit of God had overtaken him and filled him up and inside and out. And he was baptized in the Spirit of God. And he began to preach. Woo, glory to God. He let it go like a house on fire. 3,000 people at that particular time were saved. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will help you to prophesy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's times when messages come across. You hear someone speaking in tongues. You know, you'll know when the Spirit is about to enact. And if somebody is sensitive to that, and I thank God that I got a pastor that he's sensitive to those type of things. And all of a sudden, a holy hush will come over the crowd. And someone will speak in tongues. And then a moment, maybe two, maybe 3 moments later, maybe even 4 minutes later. Just got to be patient. And then somebody will interpret the words that have been spoken. And that prophecy will come forth, and it'll encourage the people, or it will admonish the people. It will give you the like you could run through a troop and leap over a wall, or it'll press you down to the point where that you're crying and begging God for forgiveness and mercy. I'm going to read you the verse out of Joel, the prophecy that was spoke so many years ago, and he says in the second chapter in the 28th verse, and he says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams." Yes, I've dreamed dreams. So yeah, I'm there. That's where I'm at. So nobody can get me on it. That's where I'm at. I dream dreams, and I'm thankful to God that I do dream dreams, because sometimes they come to pass, and sometimes I'm just waiting for them to come to pass. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now you look to me and you say, how do I get there? You just begin to seek God. Just begin to seek God and talk to God about it. It might be years before that you ever attain. I can't tell you. There's no special recipe. God's work is not a Betty Crocker book. It's not a Betty Crocker recipe book. It's not. I can't tell you that if you do this and you do that, you crawl through glass and you cry out to the east, and there's no recipe to tell you how to do it, except worship. Worship. Get into worship. When? When you're alone. How can that happen? Yeah, it'll happen to you. You know what happened to me one night, Sister Melody? The Spirit of the Lord is kind of just dealing with me, you know. So my mom was gone. I was all home all alone. And I was just kind of, I was kind of just seeking the Lord's face. And I started praying. And I started praying a little bit, you know, and I was praying for this one and that one. And I was beginning to just, in here I was telling God. I said, "God, don't listen to my flesh, because my flesh wants to get up and wants to go watch TV, Lord. But don't listen to my flesh, Lord. Tell that flesh, the flesh has got to stay down. Just I want time with you." And Brother Joe, I begin to reach my hands toward heaven, and I begin to honor God, and I just begin to worship the Lord, and I begin to thank Him for all of His goodness and mercy, and just honor Him and bless Him, and just look unto Him, and just thank Him and praying for others. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit came down. Ooh, hallelujah, the Spirit came down, and for over two hours, I spoke in tongues, and I couldn't get back to English, and I was almost afraid that I couldn't speak English again, because it was over 2 hours that this happened. So it all died down. And I know that I've told some of y'all, so you probably told everybody this before, but this is what happened to me in my home. So I called Brother Husky, and I'll give you his phone number again, 815-968-9297. You know why I know it so well? Because my wife lived with them, and I was going out with her at the time. So I called Brother Husky, and I began to talk to him and tell him, "Brother Husky, man, you'll never guess what happened." I said, "What happened, brother?" And I tried to tell him, and I couldn't speak English. I couldn't speak English, and it just flowed. And as it flowed out, and I could spit out the words, "I'm sorry, brother." And he goes, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll see you. Amen." And then I just the Spirit of God just was there. Oh, it just saturated me for over 2 hours. Can that happen to me? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Is it for you? Well, yes, it is. It's not just for me. Not just for Brother Joe. Not just for Brother Gary. Not just for them. Not just for Sister Mona. Not just for those that are filled with the Holy Ghost that I know about. It's for every one of us. It's for every one of us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things that you have need of will be added unto you. All you got to do is look up to God and say, "I want that. I want that. I want it." And do like everybody else has done. Seek after. Seek after it. It will. It will make your Christian walk a better walk. Will you fall down on your face? Yeah. Fall down hard too. Might have to come to some of the brothers and confess things, and they may have to pray for you. Yes, sir. Yeah, you'll fall down. But the Spirit of God will lift you up. Every time. Every time. All right. If you bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh my. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father, for your goodness and mercy tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know where to end tonight. I don't know where to end tonight. Brother Gary, would you allow me the liberty? I want to pray for you. If you have a desire to receive the Holy Ghost tonight, I want to pray for you. Also, if you're fighting a battle, I want to pray for you. But if I'll just last just for a couple of moments, I won't hold you long. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Mona.